What a wangu saseni, saseni, saseni. Hi guys, my name is Mukaminju, and I'm here back again with Keeping It Real with Mukami. I know I have been gone for the longest. Oh my god. Hey, it's been a long time. It's been a long, long time. You know that song that goes, it's been a long, 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 long time. Now ask me where I got to learn about reggae. I think when you are in a matatu, you will definitely know what reggae sounds like. And imagine, I don't discriminate reggae, but anywho, that's a story for another day. Yeah, it's just don't get it twisted. Anywho, where JK, your comments? Yes. Yes, as I was saying, my name is Mokaminju and I am very nervous and also excited to be back. Can I just take a breather and a deep breath? Because it's been a long time and I'm just like, okay, so where are we starting? Okay, so I did really leave this podcast, or yeah, it's been a year. I think it's been a year, or rather almost a year. And I'm just wondering, okay, sasa tunaanza wapi? Where did we leave things? I was about to say, where did we left things? And I'm just like, English, you're not about to run. Morifa, don't run. English, don't run away from me. Please do not run on my podcast. Not today. Not. Si leo, baby. Si leo. Nasina. Sina time yako. So I'm nervous and I'm just like, okay, so it's been long overdue and I've always wanted to come back here, but every time I want to come back, I'm just like, are you really for this? Do you really want this or do you not? But don't you worry, I am here to test the waters and also tell you that I am back. And consistency has not been my cup of tea, and I know that is not being consistent is a way to fail, but I have refused that in the name of the Lord our Savior. Amen. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? You are going to be consistent this year, 2022. I know it's been like, it's been like how many months? I think the last episode that I remember was literally January. I think I was just saying how we have already crossed to a new year and something of the sort, da 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 da. And right now we are about to get to Christmas and yeah, consistency, but we shall believe it, we shall say it, we shall claim it. You have not been consistent in your relationships. Consistency is your portion. Can I get an amen from you? Yes, anywho, I'm sorry. Yeah, so I haven't been consistent. And I'm sorry, I'm really sorry for those who really, you know, I've been having questions, people have been asking. As in, I get questions every time. I'm not at a level, I say, oh my God, Mokami, where have you been? Blogs in Andika, how Mokami has been missing. Oh my, no. But people who are faithful listeners, thank you very much for your questions, have been keeping me on toes and have had me thinking about coming back to the podcast. Yes, I think it's been 3 minutes about me talking about how where I was, blah 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 blah. And yeah, but thank you guys for asking me where I was. I'm fine, I am alive. You know, some of you don't even know me, like Hatujai Patana, so you're like wondering, I'm Ali Kufa, you know how? Yeah, that's a dark joke. Oops. I didn't just talk about that here. Moving on swiftly. I have a lot to say about where I was, but I'm not gonna like I have a lot to say in my mind, but I don't know whether it's gonna come out in words. And I'm a podcaster, so yes, I am a podcaster. I will believe it, Mukami. Yes, I am a podcaster, and you know, I should be like talking about where I was, da 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 da. But I'm here to talk about something completely different that also can be related. So yeah, you better listen. But I love you very much. And I think, have I mentioned this is Keeping It Real with Mukami? Welcome guys to a new episode of Keeping It Real with Mukami. Watu wangu saseni. Niko firi kama firi firi. At least I have not forgotten the normal things that I used to do, because right now they're not so normal anyway. So I'm here to talk about things that we really need to think about. Let's call it a deep stuff. It can be very deep. I'm trying to laugh so that I can ease in the tension. You know how people just laugh at nothing? Yeah, that's how we do it. So yes, when you see me laughing a lot, please bear with me. I was about to say bear me witness. Nimekwambia English, do not run. Murife, don't run. Do not run. Yeah, don't run. So I'm here to talk about something that I think we all should think about. And this is something that I have experienced. And I'm here talking about it. And yeah, it's going to be a tough one, but I hope you do listen. So I was literally just evaluating myself and just thinking about why or where or when I actually took a break. You know, this is a normal content that, you know, guys on social media will come and say, yeah, so I took a break, blah, 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 because of this, da, 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 da. But I want to make this a bit different. And I just want to share the lessons that I learned. Because, well, we're keeping it real with Mukami. So, yeah, the lessons that someone usually learns. And I feel they're kind of useful. But they're not like at either Bible, like that's the truth. So you choose your own truth. But this is my truth about taking breaks. So, yes, so we're going to talk about taking breaks. It's not about to get emotional, son. So don't worry. Don't you worry. We're going to have sense. So I think I took a break. I actually took a break for almost 3 months from things that I was doing. And thank God I was on my long holidays. So I took a break because I felt I had a really bad burnout. I think that is why people usually take breaks in the first place, because you have a burnout and you feel like every angle, you know, that you turn to, it just feels so, it takes up your energy, it sucks life out of you. Even the things that you used to do and you used to enjoy doing them, you kind of feel that, hey, they're not slapping anymore. You know how at times you can have taste buds that like motura this month, especially for ladies, you can bear witness. And then the next time, ata utaki kunusia motura kwenye iko. Motura is African sausage. So I hear. But everyone I've gone to wanaita motura. So yeah. So there are times where you feel everything that you used to like is not slapping anymore. Slapping, by slapping, I mean it's not hitting the way it used to. It's not hitting the spot the way it used to. And by that, I mean, you know what I mean by now. Yes, I know you're bright. Yes. Yes, you know what I mean. So everything that I used to do, even podcasting, felt like, you know, it's taking all the energy from me. And I love music and I enjoy it, but I just felt that at this point in my life, I just feel like, hey, we need to take a break now. And I didn't genuinely want to go on a break. I think the situations around me just forced me to shut down and just go on a break. Yes, so that is, I feel that is an introduction to, you know, when you're having a term paper, lol, you'll just know I'm a university student by talking about term papers. And yes, I'm sorry for being geeky somehow. Yeah, the introduction of this story, of this essay, whatever you want to call it, this story, yes, is about taking breaks. And I think that is why generally I took a break. And I feel at times when you feel like the things that are around you are not feeling as easy as they were, well, things get tough. But you know, there's a way you can tell that anyway, it's taking the life out of me and I'm not enjoying it as I used to. Those are kind of the red flags of, hey, anyway, you're having a burnout. Like, you don't want to socialize. You just don't know. Like, I literally just stopped. I was an extrovert and became a total ambivert. And then, oops, down to introverted. I was very, very introverted. And I just felt like, oh my God, I don't want to see people. Not because I don't like them, not because I don't enjoy their company, but it just felt like everything was just taking up all my dumb energy. Yes. Yeah. So that's why I took a break, or why I think you should take a break when you feel that you're seeing this kind of signs. I think that is why you should take a break. Hiya. So moving on swiftly, things that I learned when I took a break. Out of the whole thing, it wasn't easy. First of all, breaks are not really easy because, number one, you're not yourself. And I feel that when you're not yourself, you generally become so you're just in a closet because you're not yourself. If you're bubbly self, you're not bubbly anymore. Like, this is totally a new territory for you. It's just like moving to a new place where you don't know anyone, or a new country. Yeah, I think it feels like that because you're lonely and you just want to shut down and just recollect yourself in that process. So it wasn't really easy. So I feel breaks are not easy. And number two, what I learned is tell people that you're on a break. I think one of the mistakes I did was when I took a break, hey, nearly decide tunawa ghost uki ghostiwa ghostika. I think I've heard that song this week. And yeah, like, I ghosted people without giving any explanation. Thank God I was not a working adult who has a 8-to-5 job, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. job. No, but I took, like, I ghosted everyone. Please do not make the mistake that I did. When you're on a break, just be responsible enough to tell people, I'm not in the space, you know, and it will avoid so many things, because I feel we have friends who also reach out to us and they also need help. But you know, when you're just there and you've not told them you're on a break, you're going to give out something that you do not even have. Just like you don't even have. So how are you gonna pour out into someone else's cup and yours is just not even having a drop of water? It's gonna be hard for you, and you're going to find it like, these people are not understanding you, you know, we all have problems, and you will avoid just erupting, you know, I also have problems, unadhani ni wewe tu kuna mashida, you know. It will avoid a lot of things like that. And so I feel you really need to tell people that I'm not in a space, I'm not in a mental space, I'm not in a social place to, like, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, to just like pour into you and just listen. But I can refer you to someone, like if you have a problem, I can refer you to someone you can talk to, because right now I'm not in a position to do that, because I also feel a bit low. Yeah, so I think you should inform the necessary people, not everyone per se, like not going announcing, you know, hi, Mokami, how are you? Yeah, I'm on a break. Hi, even your acquaintances, I'm about to a status when I respond, and you're just like, hi, I'm on a break. No, just be mature about it and just talk to the relevant people. Yeah, you can just tell the relevant people that you're actually on a break, and yeah, that's gonna be easy. So that even if you have responsibilities, they know how not to give you a lot of responsibilities. Yeah, like they know how to handle you because they are aware that you're not in a position of, you know. And please, like, make a timeline, you know, maybe just give me like 2 weeks or just give me a month. You have to clearly state so that they're not like, am I ready, you know, they're checking on the window, am I ready and whatnot. That is what I think. Like I said, this is not the gospel truth, this is my truth or something that I have learned. So carry whatever you want to carry, and you find us. It's a bit interesting to carry. it's a bit interesting to carry. Wachaniache, you know, wachaniache Kenyan. It is interesting to carry. Yes, you know, there is, you know, something. I have side note. I don't understand why people put an L in between there and is. Like, how do you say there is? But it's okay. Yes, we all accommodate everyone on this show. It was just a side note, and I'm. Yeah, yes. Do not feel offended. I should have started with no offense, yeah? Yeah. So as I was saying, things to do or what I learned while taking a break. And then the other thing that I learned was do new things while or you are on your break, because now you're in a new territory. So you stop doing things that you used to do. I know, I think it's a perfect chance for you to start doing things that you've never even tried before. And it's very interesting because it keeps your mind off things and it makes you relax in some sort of way. So what I learned, I think I started graphic designing, and oh my God, let me tell you something. I remember none of that. But I had fun while you know, you live in the moment. And that was happening. I feel I have a clue of what I'm doing about graphic designing. It's not that I got a certificate of, you know, you can come to me with your brand and you do or whatever. But to be honest, it was very interesting learning new things. I think I learned graphics. I started to journal. You know, I'm not the one to journal at tea. You know, today, hi dear diary, this is what happened today. I'm not that sort of kid because I always feel like I could not touch a kitabu siku moja na some, and they will faint because their names will be there. So yeah, I believe in ranting to the unknown, in ranting to God and not writing, but it's okay. So, but I started writing and it felt really nice. Like I was speaking to a book. That sounds so bad, so weird. But yeah, it felt really, really good. Writing and journaling, it was very interesting. So I feel like whenever you have this opportunity of taking a break, remember you're in a new territory. You're not yourself the way you used to because now you have retracted, you have retreated, sorry, you have retreated to somewhere else where people are not existing, the ones that you used to socialize with and da 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 da. So I feel you should really try to learn new things. If it's baking, just go out and bake. You know, do something out of your normal self, yeah? Just do something that you will totally remember after that period. You know, you will totally remember. Another thing that I learned was the main reason for taking a break. I should have started at this point, but the main reason of taking a break is actually to reflect on what led you there and what you can change. In as much as you know, taking breaks is not really running away. So this is why taking a break will not be called running away. The reason why you'll not term it as running away is because you're gonna deal with those issues. Most people don't wanna deal with the issues. They want to disappear and you know, you pop up a weird oh no. A weird example has come back to me, you know. On a side note, you know, this time I visited. Okay, this is gonna sound gruesome. So if you're eating, I'm sorry. You know, this is not how like you wanna flush your waste, and it comes popping back up, and it's like, yoo-hoo, I'm not done with you. I'm here. If you get it, if you know, you know. Yeah, I'm sorry. That was yuck. Yeah, I know. It's yuck, but yeah. I'm sorry, guys, but I just remembered an episode that I had when I was younger. I was like a kid, and then we had gone to visit someone's house, and you know, I was just going to like, you know, flash and all, and then comes like in a new place, you don't do some things in someone else's house. But I was a baby, disclaimer, as a child, I was a child, and then the family had a small girl, and immediately I went to the loo because I went out of the washroom of. I went to look for something like water I can pour it because apparently there was no water. Again, after I had used it while flushing, if you get it, I'm sorry, I'm just yes, I'm trying to get rid of this story as quickly as possible. So if you get it, well and good. If you don't, please skip. Please skip to my normal programming. And then the baby came and said, "Guy, daddy, so and so Zini has not gone," and I was just like, "Guy, I wish I was going to get water. Why do you have to embarrass me?" So anyway. So yes, taking breaks does not mean you're running away. Back to the story, back to what my lessons, doesn't mean that you're actually running away, but it just means that you want to deal with issues while you have just taken a small step behind, not really at your big one. Yani, you cut off all your ties and you leave all your ties burning. You have burnt all the bridges, and now when you come back, please do not burn bridges when you're going on a break. Please do not do that. You're gonna regret it. So you reflect on what led you. This is why you need a break, because you're reflecting on what led you to have a break. Number two, you're looking at things. What can be done differently? Who do you need to talk to when I get back? Is it something that I was feeling uncomfortable at a certain place that I was? What made you feel uncomfortable, and how are you gonna deal with it once you're back? Because remember, problems just don't solve themselves. They need people to solve them. And you are part of the problem, like you're part of that whole situation. You're not the problem, but you're a stakeholder. A stakeholder. I'm trying to look for a term, and the only term that came to my head was a stakeholder. But you're a stakeholder in all that drama. Not really drama. Let me use better words because I feel that is a bit insensitive. Like, in short, you are a stakeholder. You are part and parcel of the whole process of solving whatever is troubling you, even though you're not the problem, someone else is, or a certain workplace is, your school is. Like, just think of ways that you can come back and solve them. And number two, when you're reflecting, do not reflect alone, because at times we just have self-sabotage, you know, I'm not good enough, that's not really nice and healthy. I feel when you are on a break, please just have like a plus one you are involved with, a friend, not really, I do not advise for close friends, like your best friends and whatever, because you know they can have an influence, like they can lean on one side because you're your friend, they're your friend. Just look for a mentor who you trust and who's older, because you know experience is better and there's nothing new under the sun. So just look for someone who's your mentor, the one that you really trust, who's not really your friend, who will at least lean at you, know, yes, you're the, you know, yes, he's the one who did this to you. For example, in a relationship, you know how you at you go and tell your best friend how your boyfriend or whatever or your girlfriend did this, and you know they're never against you, they're always for you, do or die. Oh my god, I have your back, boo, I have your back. Yeah, and just look for someone who will not lean on either side, so that you can have a clearer vision of, you know, what really happened. And you know, because that is why you took a break. You didn't take a break to run away. And B, do not take breaks to run away. If you are in a relationship, do not take a break as an excuse of getting a breakup in the end. Just go. Just, you know, with your horns forward. Excuse me, just go. Just go straight to the point. Yeah, please do not run away. Please do not run away. Excuse me. Yeah, I need water. Sorry. You see, it's been a long time since I talked on a podcast. Yeah. So another thing that I feel that you should do, aside from having a mentor who will help you, because I also had people who helped me, just one or two, and they really helped me to see things clearly and whatnot. Do not have high expectations. At, you know, when I, for example, you know, when I come back out of this break, I want to get back to my example, I want to get back to podcasting ASAP. I want to get back to the things that I used to do ASAP. You know, like you're just putting a lot of pressure on yourself. It is good to bounce back, but please do not have high expectations. At, when I get back, I will get this, you know, my business will be up and running. It's good. But you know how when editing, there's a way you can use the voice to be a funnel. Or rather, just make it a smooth thing that joins to whatever you're used to reconnect back to what you are used to doing. Please don't actually bounce back, like immediately. Like you might hurt yourself so bad because you might feel, you might not notice, but things maybe have not changed ever since you left, or ever since you decided to give a break on this relationship. So please just take it. Pole pole ndio mwendo. I think there's a song by Isaac Kimani that says pole pole ndio mwendo, something like that. Is it Isaac Kimani or Manasseh? I don't know. It's one of the two. Yeah, so just slowly, please do not have high expectations. If you're taking a break from a toxic relationship, please don't come back knowing, yeah, he's gonna change, she's gonna change, or there's family issues and whatever. Now that you have reflected, you know, the solutions that you wanna pursue, please have someone to help you during that process of helping you solve the issue. Disclaimer, breaks can be very, very lonely. Very, very lonely and depressing at times. That is why you need someone to at least talk to. Please do not go at it alone. Please do not go at it alone. And yeah, that is the end of my pep talk, my TED talk, my whatever, my inspiration 101, my tips 101. And my name is Mokami Njuru. Thank you so much for taking your time to listen this far, because I don't get you after the first introduction. So thank you very much, and you can reach us and follow us on Instagram at Keeping It Real with Mokami, on Anchor, whatever the one you choose to, Castbox, Germany. In short, just follow us. on social media. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, bye.